Hey, where is everybody?
Right. Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Nicola.
And I'm Vlad.
And this is Miami Beach.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
So we're doing this in Miami because now our team is actually holding a hackathon here. It's an internal event. And we decided to do a Channel 9, This Week on Channel 9.
On the road.
Yeah. Because
what's
why
better
not?
Than Miami Beach?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? We can do it here. We left Cortana back at the studio.
It's sweet. Yeah, it's sweet. And it's we actually start from a very sweet thing. Candy Crush Saga came to Windows Phone.
Finally.
Finally.
It took so long.
Yeah, we were waiting like forever.
Forever, yes.
Yeah, and
not that I want to play it, it's just people have been asking.
You know, it's a very popular game.
It is a very popular game.
Yeah, and people not just playing, people are paying.
Paying a lot of money.
Yeah,
sure.
So it's all about sugar, candy stuff, and.
Did you see the latest commercial that they had? Awesome.
Yeah, yes. So
it's a really, great addition to our platform.
It's yeah, it's a really popular game with a nice social integration, all this stuff. So people are addicted to this, and Windows Phone just needed it. And now we have it. Awesome.
Well, speaking of games, Flight Simulator, it's coming to Steam. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is.
It's always been just on our platform, but now it's on Steam. It's coming. It's already was released. It's on sale. So everyone should just go get it. It's amazing.
And Dovetail Games actually took a Microsoft Flight Simulator engine and just created this game and published it to Steam. And, you know,
it's fun. A lot more people are going to get into a bunch of different planes and just start crashing.
Yeah. I never landed.
Yeah, no, it's a very difficult game.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, next thing. Oh, it's about government. You know, we have a special edition for... special edition of Microsoft Azure for government. Why we needed it? Because government has a different requirements, and for example, this piece of Azure is actually managed by personnel with the security clearance, so it's all secure. Don't worry about your data. Now US government is going to have all the features Azure provides. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, so they can use all the different services that we have, like all different languages, all different virtual machines, et cetera, and can just do it in the cloud like everybody else.
Excellent.
And before they weren't able to.
There is another thing people are waiting for. Yeah, it's not a game, but...
It's not a game, but Bitcoin actually is now available as a payment method on our Microsoft Store. So you can purchase apps, you can purchase games with Bitcoins. So all that time you spent in your basement mining for Bitcoin, you can actually spend those money now on Microsoft products.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I have a lot of Bitcoins I want to spend on this.
Really?
Yes, I did. Early on.
Okay. And next thing is Visual Basic 14. You know, .NET is not just about C#. Visual Basic used to be very popular, and it's still very popular. It's not like static language. It's evolving, and we're adding new features. We are improving performance, and Visual Studio 2015 gonna have this basically new improved language. And if you prefer Visual Basic, that's your move.
Awesome. That's a great addition. Now, speaking of Visual Studio, there's a great series now on Channel 9 by Susan Eback. She created a series on time savers for Visual Studio. So if you are not familiar with the latest and greatest things that come out in Visual Studio, which are a lot of things to be honest, we always come up with awesome time savers in Visual Studio, like Peak Definition. I use that all the time and it's amazing. You know, and now with 2015 we have support for touch. Finally, how many times have you touched trying to scroll in your text editor and just doesn't just start selecting? That works. So Susan has a great series that goes over all these time savers. She keeps updating it constantly, so subscribe to the RSS feed, check out the link down here, and definitely check these out. They're very short videos that teach you, they will save you a lot of time.
Excellent. And I have a question actually. How many times in your life you had a situation when a small bug in your code actually make a $1 billion lose for you?
A lot of times.
A lot of times?
I work with a lot of $1 billion progress. Not really.
Yeah. So I'm talking about CPPCon, C++ conference video about C++ on Mars. Actually, guys from JPL, this Mark, his name is Mark, is talking about the project they brought on C++ for actually Spirit, Opportunity, and Curiosity, those Mars exploration rovers. And, you know, it was C++ code, not C. People usually are kind of scary about object-oriented languages for project like this. And Mark is sharing their kind of unique experience of solving some tasks, and those tasks were unique actually because it's not just a regular application. And they're sharing like challenges they faced and how they solved all the problems. So it's an excellent and a very good talk. You should definitely watch it.
No, it's an amazing feat that they did, and using it so many miles, millions and millions of miles away on a project that's cost so many money, it's so important, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of driving rovers with
stuff,
all kinds
of
stuff. Well, so far we could use the Xbox 360 controller. If you weren't aware, the Xbox 360 controller could have been used with writing your Windows 8 applications. We have a new driver now for Xbox One controller. You can actually use the Xbox One controller now with your Windows 8 application. And there's actually a really good blog post by Lee Stott, who talks about how to use the Xbox One controller within your Windows 8 HTML5 JavaScript application. He talks a little about C++. You can't go away from C++ in this project.
Of course.
But he talks about how you can actually take advantage of the controller and use the triggers and use all the cool stuff that comes with it, like the bumpers, and you can actually get the vibrations out of it.
Yeah.
And a user can just plug in their controller within their computer and just play a game on Windows like this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a great blog post and goes
it's
over
amazing
all that.
And
yes.
Game developers, you should definitely support Xbox One controllers in your games, even just on Windows.
Yeah.
Awesome. Next thing is, about Wix Sharp. It's actually a framework for doing installators. So basically, something's happening.
Yeah, there's apparently a fire, or they're coming to get us, the police.
It's hot.
It's very
Miami.
Hot outside. You can see paraglider. Oh, look, there's a scooter.
Awesome.
So
back to Wix Sharp. Actually, this is a framework for creating installators. If you ever done setup packages, it's always about like special scripts or dumb tools or paying a bunch of money for those tools. Like, it's not comfortable and it's not natural for software
it's not
developers
easy at all.
Yeah. Now you can basically write a C# program, like a short program for making your installation package, and it just generates the installation package, and instead of like writing configuration scripts, you just write an app and the
C# just like you do it
an app
right now
for installing your app. Isn't it awesome?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that are easier, if you work with CSS, I don't know if you had, but I've worked with CSS.
No.
CSS has a lot of things to remember, to say the least. Now, if you're like me, you probably go and look at a lot of cheat sheets and you go through, research everything and try to figure out what's the best way to do things. Well, there's a great post online, and the link is down here, that actually goes and lists all these different cheat sheets you can find online, and you can actually look at them in one place. And it's not just for CSS. If you go on here, there's different categories. There's HTML, JavaScript, PHP. There's a lot of web technology cheat sheets. You can just go there and you can take a look at them in one spot, and you don't have to search for them ever again. They're always going to be there.
That's a very good resource.
Yes.
And going from like easy to hardcore stuff.
Oh yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, easy, of course. the storage is the slowest part of your computer.
I thought the user was the slowest part of the computer.
Yeah, so it's not that easy about the user, but it's a little bit easier about the storage. There was a blog post.
We can't optimize the user, we can optimize the computer.
There was a blog post about disk performance internals by Ran Zhang. And this blog post is about architectural decisions, like basically about the performance decisions behind this architecture and what are the performance counters, how we can measure this performance, how we can troubleshoot it, what's the actual flow of like of your data, like all the caching, how we can work with this. So if your application like is dependent on the storage performance, you would probably read it just for understanding or maybe even for optimizing your stuff. And definitely, if you want to measure this performance for your like on-premise, for example, deployed application, you should definitely read this post. You know, awesome. It's good.
Cool. Well, let's go back to RF Code. I don't think we've talked about RF Code on Channel 9. However, yeah, no, this is something that's very important to mention.
Yeah.
There's a great video by Sage French and Susan Nebach on Channel 9 that is part of the coding RF Code web video series that they do, and talks about how to actually develop a game using TouchDevelop. So I don't know if you use TouchDevelop, but it's an awesome tool for kids to learn. But the video is actually really nice. It teaches you how to, they have a game, you have to fix the game, you actually learn a lot about the game internals and how the game works. That's a great tool for anybody to watch, even if you're starting to code or even if you're a veteran in coding, definitely check that out. It's interesting to watch.
Yeah, this is awesome. And I like this initiative. Like,
this initiative is an amazing initiative. Yep. I think Barack Obama was just actually part of that, and they were coding in the White House. So if the president is coding and you're not coding, I don't know, it's something wrong.
I don't know, yeah, something is wrong with this world.
Yes.
So it's time to show Peaks of the Weeks.
Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it. And the first one is mine.
And it's Miami Beach, isn't it?
It's about Windows.
Oh, it's about Windows. Never mind. I'm just so excited about Miami.
The next chapter. My peak of the week is about an event we're going to hold on January 21st. It's going to be Wednesday. Huh? And
great day of the week.
Yeah, on January 21st, we're going to tell a story about consumer experience on Windows 10. So it's actually the next step of after that first event we had for like...
In October, yeah.
In October about desktop and enterprise stuff. This is gonna be about all the consumer features with Terry Myerson again, with Joe Belfiore, with Phil Spencer, with Phil Spencer.
Xbox. Yeah, we might hear some
and all
Xbox,
about
maybe.
Games. Yeah, yeah, maybe. And of course, with Satya.
Oh, of course, can't go without Satya in these events.
You're not gonna miss it. There will be a broadcast, so just mark your calendars.
And I think it's in Redmond too, right?
And it's in Redmond.
Oh, we're gonna go watch it in live.
Probably. Yeah.
That's a great pick of the week. I don't know if I can top that. But actually, mine's actually more geekier than that. I don't know if you saw, but there was a trailer for the new Star Wars movie, Episode 7.
Definitely, yeah.
So in that movie, there was this Sith guy in the forest that had a really cool lightsaber, right? You see that part? Well, there's a few folks actually that created one of these lightsabers on Thingiverse. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about this lightsaber is actually it's not a static lightsaber. You can actually modify this lightsaber and create 1,000 different lightsabers and print them out in your 3D printer very soft.
Excellent.
So definitely, it's so cool. You can go and get different times. I'm going to be a Jedi, you're going to be a Sith, naturally. I'm going to go fight and I'm going to win.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I like it.
It's a cool thing.
So how about Cortana's pick of the week? Do you have your phone?
I do have my phone.
Cortana is not with us, but you know.
We can call her.
Yeah, she's digital.
She's digital, so you can travel anywhere.
Yeah.
Forgot to tell her that we're in Miami this week.
Yeah, so
ask her. So let's go ahead and ask her what her pick of the week is. Cortana, what is your pick of the week?
Thank you for asking, Nicola. Here is my pick of the week. I've got exciting news this week. Minecraft Pocket Edition finally arrived on Windows Phone. I'm actually going to spend some time with this awesome game.
Huh, awesome! It's another game.
It's
another game.
It's Glam Patara today, this week.
Came to a Windows Phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually like this game very much.
We've had Minecraft on the Xbox for so long, and people love it. Kids especially, I keep hearing about how much kids love
crazy.
It, and they can't get enough of it.
Kids are crazy about
And now
about
on the Windows
game.
Phone, I don't think we're doing a good thing in getting kids even more into
It's a perfect
it's
thing
amazing.
For Windows Phone.
It's the greatest thing ever. I think it's great. And
you can create your worlds. So yeah. Like, you can do multiplayer with this game, even like on a mobile devices, so you should definitely try if you haven't before. Yeah, that's a good thing.
And
so,
we can probably build some cool worlds.
Yeah.
You can pretend you're Miami Beach, like us.
Yeah, sure, we can pretend. And actually, we
are in Miami Beach.
Yeah, we don't pretend. We're gonna go and swim now.
There's some really cool pools out there, and there's a really awesome ocean.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us, Channel 9.
Thank
this
you for
week
joining
on Channel
us.
9.
Yeah. Let's go and swim.